The Emmy Awards are coming up next month, and the Showtime limited series Escape at Dannemora has 12 nominations. It tells the story of how two inmates in far upstate New York were able to break out of prison in the summer of 2015. It stars Benicio del Toro and Paul Dano as the inmates, Richard Matt and David Sweat, and Patricia Arquette as Tilly Mitchell, the prison employee who helped them escape.
Tell me what you got.
I tell you what we got. We're busting the out of here. That's what we got.
Ben Stiller is the executive producer and director of Escape at Dannemora and joins us now. Ben Stiller, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So because of the way that we watch TV now, a lot of people probably watched the show when it was first released back in November. Some people will binge watch it this weekend after they hear this interview. Obviously, the Television Academy watched it and liked it. Why do you think this story about a prison break resonates with so many people?
Well, you know, I'm never good at figuring out why something does or doesn't resonate with an audience. And, you know, all I could go off of was my own interest in the story. And I think for me, when I heard about it, it was so fantastic, you know, the events that had happened. And I was very curious about how something like this could actually happen. And as we learn more about it and the human relationships that were going on in that prison between the people who work there and the inmates, that to me was really fascinating. And I think that's probably, I would imagine, for an audience, what's as interesting to them too is, you know, to watch how all this unfolds and what really happened.
And you wanted to get it exactly right. Accuracy was very important to you.
Yeah, and it was important to me only because I didn't know a lot about this world, and I felt almost concerned, or, you know, a little bit scared I was going to get it wrong. So I really kept on going back to what actually happened. And I thought, why not just try to just tell the story as realistically as possible? Because I think we've seen a lot of prison escape movies or television shows. And what's interesting to me about this one is that it actually happened. It's a real story. So how does that actually happen? What are the steps that occur? How do the relationships form, and who helped who, and how do you actually cut your way out of a cell in 2015
right,
without anybody knowing?
You know? Well, and you shot it in the actual prison, the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York.
Yeah, we shot part of it there. We shot the prison yard scenes there because the yard there is very hard to recreate. And we shot the actual manhole that that David Sweat and Richard Mack came out of. And then we shot in some other prisons too.
What did you learn about sort of prison life? There are so many people in prison in America that you didn't know before when you were putting this together.
One of the biggest things that just hit me at first was just how heavy and oppressive the feeling was in the prison. And that prison has been there, Clinton Correctional has been there for over 100 years, and you feel the weight of it. You know, as I got to know the people who were working there and the systems that are in place there, I learned a lot about what's not working in the prison system, which we know, I think, you know, if you're aware of what's going on in our country, we know that the prison system is flawed. But what I learned was that the corrections officers who work in these prisons are not motivated to really necessarily take chances that they would have to do their jobs really well because of how dangerous it is. And there's a sort of generational complacency that has happened in some of these prisons because people have worked there for years and years at very low pay, and there's not a lot of incentive to, mm-hmm. you know, to put yourself on the line. And then you see just how tough it is for the inmates too, and it doesn't feel very rehabilitational.
Which is supposed to be the point of the prison system.
Yeah. So, you know, you get that feeling like this isn't really helping people, though, you know, it's obviously a necessary thing. So that was part of, I think, for us telling the story, was trying to show that ecosystem that exists in there and how all of those factors contributed to the escape.
Well, and I have to say that I was rooting for the prisoners to break out of prison as I was watching your show. Was that the idea?
Well, I think to a certain extent, we wanted you to see why you'd want to get out of prison. I mean, obviously, the idea of being in prison, you know, you could understand why you didn't want to be there. But to actually see what the day-to-day life was in there, especially for these two inmates, was important, I think, so you could sort of get why they were working so hard to get out. But then also we wanted to let the audience know what they did to get in there so that at a certain point, you know, if you are rooting for them, which you're going to be because they're the protagonists, you're also going to be hopefully a little confused as to, you know, why you're rooting for them if they've
right.
done these.
Oh, yes. They are murderers. Right. That's right. Yes. I should keep that in the back of my head.
These guys were on the honor block of the prison, which was the place you went if you were on good behavior and you had special privileges. And that had nothing to do with what your crime was that you committed. It was just based on your behavior in the prison. So some really bad people had special privileges within that honor block.
So as you mentioned, Patricia Arquette plays Tilly Mitchell, who is the prison employee who helps the inmates, Richard Madden and David Sweat, played by Benicio del Toro and Paul Dano, escape from prison. I want to listen to a scene here with inmate Matt and Tilly in a back room in the sewing workshop.
My husband never looks at me.
Baby. I want to paint pretty pictures for you. But I want to do them right on stretched canvas and make frames. But I need better tools.
What do you need?
Hacksaw blades.
He says he needs hacksaw blades which she provides for him. Do you think that it would be possible – there are a lot of questions I have about that. But do you think it would be possible for them to have broken out without the help of somebody who worked at the prison?
No. I mean they needed to get the tools smuggled in and they needed access. There are things that just happen in the everyday life of the prison, like being allowed to go in the catwalks to fix electrical circuitry if there's an inmate who does that well, or – in Richard Matt's case, to hide his paints because he had a relationship with Gene Palmer, who was one of the corrections officers who, he would give paintings to. So there was this sort of barter relationship. And that type of thing goes on all the time mm-hmm. in prisons. It doesn't necessarily always lead to an escape. And the same thing in terms of physical relations between prisoners and prison workers, that happens all the time. I talked to somebody at Clinton who told me that what happened between Tilly and Richard Matt and David Sweat, which is basically, having sexual relations in the back, had happened many, many times at Clinton over the last 20 years that he was aware of. It just never was really brought out because there wasn't an escape that it resulted in.
And Tilly is in prison now herself because of
yes,
what she did.
Yes, she is. Yeah. Yeah. She was just recently denied parole.
Wow. While we have you, Ben Stiller, I have to ask you about some other things because we don't get to talk to Ben Stiller every day. a lot of people, of course, know you for your comedy work. There's Something About Mary, Meet the Fockers, Zoolander, Arrested Development, Curb Your Enthusiasm, etc. And also recently, Saturday Night Live, where you played somebody who's now in prison, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Here's a clip from that.
Mr. Trump, I don't know what to do. You keep changing your story on the Stormy Daniels payment.
Look, let's get Rudy Giuliani on the phone. He'll fix this. He's got the sharpest legal mind since my cousin Vinny.
Okay, but just to be safe, let me call you back on one of my burner phones.
Wait, you kept the burner phones? That's not good.
So now that Cohen is in jail, are you not going to be back this season on SNL playing him?
You never know. I'm assuming if he stays in jail, I will stay off the air. But you never know, because on SNL, we get the call like on Thursday or Friday sometimes that they're going to do the show the next day, depending on what happened in the news. But I'm hoping that it's a little bit of a respite.
Is there something about your comedic background that made you want to do a serious program like this one, like Escape at Dannemora?
I don't know if it's my comedic background as much. It's just I was just always wanting to make movies. Since I was 9 or 10 years old, I knew I wanted to be a director. And the movies that I grew up watching were dramas and comedies. And in the '70s, the genres were a little less well defined. And I think there were movies that were very serious that had humor in them, and a lot of the comedies were a lot more edgy and realistic. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing was, for me, influenced me a lot. The movies I think you see when you're a kid really stick with you. So I think that's what it was more than anything.
Do you like being behind the scenes as much as being on screen?
I would say that I might like it more, actually. I love acting and I love the experience of it. But it's a very, very specific thing that I feel like you're constantly trying to figure it out. But as a director, what I enjoy is that you kind of have a sense of what you want the thing to be, and then things happen within it that are totally different than you ever imagined. But having that sort of point of view about, you know, the creative project, to me, I think I do enjoy that more. And I love the collaboration of working with actors. I love watching actors work and having a chance to, you know, maybe collaborate with them in some way to bring out their best and let them have the freedom to do their thing. And so I think I do enjoy it more.
Okay, I want to ask you one more question before we let you go, just because I'm an enormous fan of Seinfeld, which, of course, your dad was on.
Yes.
what is your favorite Seinfeld episode?
You know, the Manzier episode?
Oh, the Manzier, right.
Yes.
Or the bro.
Yeah, the bro, right. That always stuck with me, maybe because it was my dad.
That was your dad,
that was,
right.
That was promoting it.
That is Ben Stiller, who is director and executive producer of the Showtime limited series Escape at Dannemora, which has been nominated for 12 Emmys. Ben Stiller, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, man.
And if you haven't seen it already, it's only 7 episodes. I binge watched it. You can too.